from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Chris Chelios joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Chris, of course, is a BetMGM ambassador. BetMGM, the king of sports books. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great.
Yeah, we are getting pumped up because finally we have the football season upon us. Mercifully, the Sox season seems to be ending. I wish the Cubs were doing better, Chris, but all in all, it's going to be fun to get some football going.
Yeah, I mean, I'm betting the house on the Bears. It's hopefully this is a game with all the hype and all the excitement. They'll come out fired up and smoke Tennessee, hopefully.
Do you feel they look like a playoff team to you? You've watched tons of football in your life. Is this a different vibe than you're used to?
Well, the vibe for sure. They're acting like that. The exhibition was great. Hopefully it carries over the confidence and the swagger that they got right now. But it goes a long way. Like you said, even though it doesn't matter, an exhibition, it could carry over into the regular season. So, yeah, I mean, they're taking them, what, for 8.5 wins? I think that's realistic. And, you know, depending on how they do against their divisional teams, you know, they'll be right there.
How was Pearl Jam?
Oh, the weather, everything about it was amazing. Thursday was great. Saturday, just more energy on the weekends, and it was beautiful.
You went both nights? I think. You went both of them?
Of course. Yeah. If I hadn't had to work this week, I'd be in New York right now going to those two shows also. But we still got Fenway left. We got Maryland, Philly, so we'll see what happens.
Wow.
Boy, that's unbelievable. I mean, that's a lot of Pearl Jam, right?
Yeah, you just got to think. They don't really tour a whole lot in the U.S. sometimes, and it can go a couple of years without doing it. So you take it when you can get it. But no, Eddie put on a hell of a show with the rest of the guys, and there wasn't a person that left disappointed. It was just a beautiful night. And Wrigley, obviously, a special place to watch concerts, too.
Will you be at Soldier Field on Sunday? And what are your realistic expectations for Caleb Williams?
I mean, just listening, like I said, we talked about listening to the coaches, trying not to put all the burden on him and make it easy on him. But again, if you get behind, then he's going to have to do things on his own and use that skill that everybody keeps talking about. And like I said, it just dictates how the defense plays and what the score is. But I expect them to be pretty, just take it easy with him, make some simple plays. And then all of a sudden, hopefully he'll hit that long pass. He's got the receivers now. And I really do believe they're going to smoke these guys.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people are feeling pretty good about what they've seen in the build-up to it. I think that the Hard Knocks thing went better than I thought it would, frankly. You know, I don't know what I was expecting, but I thought they came across looking quite professional all the way around, and I'm not sure that we could say that every year that we've been around that team.
Yeah. But, like, again, coaching, I just hope they don't go out there and play conservative. You know, it's like going to Vegas. You don't go to Vegas to not lose. You go to win. So hopefully they'll give them a little bit of leeway and use that skill.
Did you enjoy Hard Knocks, Chelly? Did you watch it every
episode?
Honestly,
we talked about that. I did not watch it last week. I'm planning to watch it, but I have not watched it. No.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I mean, it's the kind of thing where you feel like, hey, this is pretty good. You can go back and look at it, but it's not like you need it to follow what's happening with the team, right?
Yeah, well, I've lived it, so I see what's going on in the dressing room. But like you said, I'll watch it, and we could talk about it next week. How's that?
Okay, that's great. How about college football? You see any college football you liked over the weekend?
Well, Wisconsin, you know, they won. They had an easy game against Western Michigan. Michigan barely got by a terrible team. I hate Michigan. I pay attention to the Big Ten. So
why do you hate Michigan?
Jim Harbaugh, mostly.
Wow.
Like rivalry, that kind of thing, right?
Yes. Yeah, they think they're a little better than everybody. I don't know if you've ever been to a game there, whether it was hockey or football. Those students are a little bit arrogant and, you know, stuck up, think they're, you know, what don't stink. So no one likes Michigan.
Did you and Harbaugh ever cross paths when you were in Chicago at the same time? Did you ever have any overlap there?
Oh, that's so funny.
We did. We were friendly. All of a sudden, he had a little success in Stanford there, and then he translated into the NFL, and he became this weird guy and likes attention. I think I've always mentioned he was like the male version of a Kardashian.
Oh, Charlie, no.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
man.
True, yeah.
So,
I love his brother. I love his brother.
Oh, there you go. I'm just curious. When you talk about you don't like Michigan, but you did watch the Big Ten, what'd you think of USC?
I didn't follow them, quite honestly.
They're Big Ten.
Yeah, well, they keep changing the teams in the Big Ten. So is Maryland. So, I can't keep up with all that. The original Big Ten.
Tell you, you're going to be really disappointed when Harbaugh wins NFL Coach of the Year.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God, make me sick. Let's talk about something good. How about this weekend? The Yankees are coming.
Yeah.
So that'll be a great weekend. And then I think they're honoring Kerry Wood's going to get in the Hall of Fame. That's congratulations to him and his family.
Yes.
That's pretty awesome.
That's Sunday, Bears opener. Also, yeah. Anthony Rizzo makes his first return since they traded him with the Yankees on Friday.
Yeah, that's going to be great. I'm going to catch half the Bears game and then run over to Wrigley Field. That's the plan. So
that's cool.
I want to see that. Yeah. So, and then it just makes me sick. You talk about Riz, and then I watched Schwarber hit 3 home runs yesterday. That's sad that those guys aren't still Cubs. That's kind of disheartening.
Especially Schwarber. No doubt about it.
Yep.
Chris,
you're the fan favorite, that's for sure.
You're the best. Thanks so much. Good fun.
Thanks, Shelly.
All right, guys. Thanks. Take care.
Go Texas? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, I guess.
All right.
I like Michigan.
Yeah, I know. My wife went
I
to
can
Michigan.
Like Michigan and Notre Dame, Dustin.
No, you can't. And I like Chris Chelios even more than I did before the segment started.
I love Chris Chelios, but I also like Michigan.
He likes the right Harbaugh brother.
I like both Harbaugh brothers.
Dustin's tough business. That's all there is to it. It's Bully. He's just a Notre Dame guy through and through.
Yeah.
No other team matters, right? Is that it, Dustin? If it's not Notre Dame, then it's not happening for you? I think that's the answer. And the Cubs, Mullenhall on the score.
It's not just another day. It's today.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.